Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Although you see no water for miles around, you are, like us, marooned. You're stranded in this sad and lonely place called Barovia. To mix metaphors, we are incarcerated. The fog that surrounds us are the bars of our dungeon, and Baron von Strahd is our jailer. As far as I can tell, there is only one way out, and that is to kill Devil Strahd.
You hear, ah! Ah! And you see a raven circling above you.
Do you know much about the dark places?
We are aware that you met the patron of a different land.
From Borcia.
Madame Borizzi.
We need to work together. Everyone in Barovia. We need to stop that. And then we can go back to trying to do the other things.
Hector, are you confident you have the order of events correct?
My mind is clear. I know what I must do. If I am the Avatar, you just have to fight Vampyr. But the only way that we can do that is if we stop the invasion. Because yes, while now might be the perfect time to strike, while he is weak, while he is withering away, Vampyr is still strong.
She gives you a pained smile. Yes, you can handle the devil. I see that you have already survived one tussle with him. She gestures to your neck.
Yes, I have survived. I'm doing what I can to save as many people as I can. The only way I know how. If I can save, and I can clearly say this is very evident, if I can save just one person by putting myself in danger, by taking on the hurt, I gesture to myself and like the amount of body that isn't mine, clearly I am willing to do that. I am but a speck. I am nothing in comparison to you and your order, into the rest of the people of Barovia, into the rest of this whole place. I want to save as many people as I can. And if that is all what it needs to be, then that is what it needs to be. You say that the devil doesn't let us have our own goals, doesn't let us have our own thoughts, our own way of doing things. And yet here you are, standing before me, patronizing me, looking down on me, looking at me like I am a child. Doesn't know the outcomes. I am not naive. Pip has the same problem with me. I know the risks. I'm just willing to take them.
She sighs. Okay, I will take this to General Mandarin. You feel immediately, Hector, like your relationship with her feels different and strange compared to all the other companions you've met. While she might not consider you necessarily an inferior, she really isn't looking to you for advice.
Mm.
It seemed like she wanted to give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
You see, she quite clearly is putting a lot of stock in Pip instead.
Mm.
Please, Hector, remember that your first days in this land, you found an angel who thought the same.
Suppose you're right.
I will do as the way of the Featherer. She, like, there's a pained expression as she remembers for a moment that she is, like, one of three remaining members. I will do as the way of the Feather have always done. We will offer what assistance we can as adventurers try to... And then she gives you a little nod. Let us change the subject. What of these new people? I saw not much, but enough to know that this new ally of yours is substantial. What are these? These people?
They are people from my home, just thousands of
your allies?
In the future, I hope so, yes.
Oh, in the future. So you know of them, but...
Did you ever meet John Cavendish?
No, I know of through... Not really. Right. I know of him through our observations of you and what, and through other members of my order.
I think he is around from, like, Candor. I am from Candor. He's from...
But from different times.
From a different time.
Yes.
I think
yes.
They are from around his era, give or take a few decades. I don't know how it all works.
Right.
Kind of just shrug. But they are, I mean, you haven't seen him, but... Cavendish in battle is a powerhouse. So having a more of them can only really be good.
And forgive me, Piran furnished me as well as he could, but this invasion, Borcha, we know the engineer is from there?
Yes.
So he may have more information. I think we need everyone to reconvene so that we may discuss our next moves. But I understand, or I am given to understand, Elenial and Tapos are, disagree on what should happen with the last of the Lodestones.
Yes.
That may not be able to wait.
Let's believe that having trouble finding the last one.
Can the devil tell you anything about it? Could we get some concessions from it in exchange for our assistance?
Probably. What else would you want?
The location of the last of the Lodestones.
All right, I'll do my best.
You know she's asking for something you already know?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
But I also know that she's going to tell Elenial where it is.
Mm.
And then Elenial wants it destroyed.
Okay.
And I don't want it destroyed.
Mm.
So, I mean, the problem is, though, Elenial wants it destroyed and Tapos does not. So... both of them find out, they'll just make a beeline to that, right?
I suppose.
And then whoever is there first is there first, or they will fight it out.
It needs to be cleansed or destroyed regardless if we want to defeat our final enemy.
I fear once it is cleansed or destroyed, that will be the last straw, whatever is keeping the barrier up. And then we will have an army coming down upon us.
Before I leave, Hector... can I ask something of you? From the exterior, as I said, you were aligning everyone against the devil. You go, and presumably this opinion occurred to you before you met with him. But it is not, we do not talk to you until after you have met with him, and now this new threat is more important to you. I only ask that you understand that for everyone who was not there, what that looks like.
I understand.
Okay. For now, we trust. For now, we trust.
For now, we trust. I go to shake her hand. I know where the last Lodestone is. And I tell her.
Muriel nods, and you see...
I then... Tapos already knows.
Muriel gives you a very... She had so many expressions across Muriel's face. As you explain to her, at first you see... like madness, which gives way to frustration, which gives way to kind of like an acceptance of, okay, where... bygones be bygones, we're trusting each other now. To finally, when you say Tapos already knows.
Or maybe not, or I've already told Tapos, because makes more sense.
To when you say that, Muriel gives like a dark smile, like, I see. Mm-hmm. And then is like, okay, Muriel does a big gesture, and she does, Muriel, let's go of your hand, does a big gesture of a bow. If you have need... help, urgent help. And she plunges her hand into a pocket and produces a raven feather for you. You burn this. Burn it.
Yep.
As you burn it, say a sentence and I will hear the sentence.
Thank you very much.
I understand what it is like to trust or to put your trust in an entity that you feel conflicted about. I hope you're right. I guess maybe I hope you're wrong, actually. I hope we don't have to fight two Dark Lords. I hope you're wrong, but I hope you're right.
I look at her in a very kind of like forlorn sort of way, just like, But I'm not. She is coming, and it will be bad.
I don't know if Piran has mentioned this, by the way, but he got the last reading. Did you know that?
Piran did.
Pip did. Pip got the last reading. He's already made a new friend.
This is great news.
A huge beetle.
Why not?
When you say huge beetle, I gesture with my hands. Like, I start the size of, like, a small plate. When you say a huge beetle...
No. She turns were-raven, turns half and half, so that she can flap a little bit above you and gesture at about, like, 2 meters tall.
Right. Not just a beetle. A beetle man?
Kind of just a beetle.
Right.
It's really not no man, just beetle.
And are we? And they are. They were readings.
Perfect companion.
They were readings that Madame Eva gave him, and not a joke.
Oh, readings, yes,
and not a joke.
And not a joke, as far as I can tell.
Okay. Well, it is good that. Well, to be honest, it is good that Pip has faith.
Muriel doesn't understand, actually, the implications of everything that's been said. And she also doesn't mention that she is one of the ones that Pip pulled.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah.
Interesting, Muriel.
She gives a little bow and then turns and flies away as a Oh, do you have something else you want to say?
I just say, before you go, apparently I will have an audience with the paladins at Argon Vostolt.
You can see she was about to, like, take wing. She stops and turns back. Did they say why?
They did not say why. They just want an audience.
I have some information I can give you about them. They could be powerful allies of ours, but understand this, they will care nothing of Borcher and nothing of the Borcher's...
incursion.
Yes, they were once good men, like yourself, but...
Let that one slide.
That was maybe an unintentional slide.
It's good stuff.
But this place, this land, it twisted and turned them. They are dark, pale imitations of what they once were. They are, all of them, consumed with a hatred. They care nothing except for the destruction of the devil. They will hear no argument about anything else. They have no interests besides this.
Interesting.
Or certainly not their leader.
If we play our cards right, Muriel, we can just topple 2 regimes within hours.
That would be quite the coup. Yeah. But yes, be careful. Do not travel there alone. If they you should probably not mention some of the things that you have told us, but if they even suspect that you might not be wholly against the devil, they will strike you down where you stand rather than let anyone live who might do anything other than fight him.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I hold up the feather. Might be burning this sooner rather than later.
Well, good luck.
Likewise.
She turns and takes flight as a raven.
Right. Back to Castle Ravenloft.
You head back as you approach. The drawbridge is lowered for you.
Mm-hmm. I guess a couple things I really always want to do in Castle Ravenloft. Mm-hmm. One is kind of just check on Gretchen to see if... how she is and if she wants to go, if she's up for a ride to Argon Vostolt. But I don't know if that's better or worse for her. And also, again, I don't know if just leaving her in Castle Ravenloft, because again, even though, like, hey, Strahd is being this sort of like, right now I'm not trying to fight him, but at the same time, I don't really want to leave Gretchen alone there.
What if she gets eaten?
What if she does?
Fair enough.
I don't know. So one, it would be nice to, like, check in on Gretchen to see how the hangover is going. 2, I kind of am still curious about Alf. Just, I know that, like, apparently, you know, she's being worked on, etc. But again, I've got, like, only
you know, the word of Rahadan that she's being looked after. But I do know that I need to get to Argenvostolt as well. And also I got to talk to Tarpos because the old mate Cavendish is there with.
You got a lot of stuff on the old docket there, Hector.
So I guess order of op is check on Gretchen, see how she's going, see if she's up for a travel. A little
Gretchen's jaunt. Up. She's sitting Perfect. Up and you see she's eaten some of the pastries and drunk some of the coffee. She quite clearly has a headache, but when you offer to ride out, she stands up and she seems to be seized with an energy.
Fantastic. Look, I have a couple of things I need to do, but within hopefully the hour, we will head.
I'll start getting ready now, she says. I'll find us some horses.
Thank you. The faster, the better.
She starts at quite a tilt towards her door, and then after a few steps, you see she touches her forehead, and then a bit slowly now, she walks out of her room, and ultimately, probably, you assume, towards the stables. Next order.
Inquire about Elf.
If you ask someone, they direct you to Rahadin's office, which is, there's a bunch of offices on one of the upper floors. There's a bunch of offices next to each other. You see nameplates on doors. It's like an office area. You see nameplates on doors, Rahadin, and there are a couple of other ones as well. There'd be probably like title. At Rahadin's one is executive assistant. You see a accountant and a lawyer.
That is awesome. A lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barovian law. It's the most complicated law there is.
Okay. Is Rahadin in?
Yeah, Rahadin's in his office. His door's probably slightly ajar. You could see him sitting at a desk writing.
I knock and...
Please, come in. He gestures to the seat on the other side of his desk.
Thank you. I won't be too long. I just would like to check in on an elf. Lack of a better word, companion. See how she is going.
She sleeps. She is in a magically induced coma. The master has done what he can thus far, but the project has been stalled due to his illness.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Perhaps there is, I understand. A man working for you. Distant from here, but with some expertise.
Right, the engineer. Arnold.
Arnold Rimpler.
I knew it was with R. Yes, Arnold Rimpler. Yes, that would be a good idea. Thank you, Rahadin. I just go up to, like, you know, get up, like, yep. Thank you, yes.
Is there anything else?
No, I think I'll be gone for a while.
You are, of course, welcome to come and go as you please.
Thank you. I step up and nod off and...
May I, before you leave, ask but a simple question?
Yes.
Would you be as these... And Rahadin gives you an unpleasant look, like he doesn't like these people. The Candanese have requested office space. Would you mind if I gave them yours, since you have not yet used it?
I have office space.
Rahadin shows you two. A nameplate has already been made. You see, no, because you hesitated with the contract. You see there is a space for a nameplate, but it's blank. It's actually blank right now. Beneath it, it says assistant to Strahd.
Yes, they can have... The office.
It's basically just a desk and two chairs.
Yep.
You can see the, oh no, and some storage. There's like some drawers and stuff like that, but there's nothing in. It's not been stocked at all.
Yes, you can, they can have the office. Yes.
Excellent. I would have offered mine, but I use it quite a lot.
Yes, no, that would make sense. Right. I have a, the contract from them. Do I need to give it to the, I guess it's like the lawyer office.
You may file it however you deem necessary.
Right.
Would you like to, there is a locked box in my room or the lawyer's room, or I was about to say you could store it in your office, but I suppose you can no longer.
Mm. I hand it to Rahadin.
I will keep it safe for you.
Thank you very much, Rahadin.
Have you considered who you will assign as your assistant? I could draft several
assistants.
Suggestions.
Sure, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
I will have them ready for your return.
Thank you.
Do you know how long you shall be gone?
Maybe a week.
Quite some time.
Yes.
A word of caution. Yes. Before you leave, if you intend on dealing with the last of the lodestones, perhaps don't go alone. There are, and then Rahadin gives a really fucking creepy smile, many dangerous ghouls about. And then he closes the door behind him.
Mm.
He's a creepy guy.
Mm-hmm. An assistant. Why?
As you turn around, you see a bunch of clerks in Candanese uniforms carrying stacks of paper. They nod politely to you as they pass.
Nice to see you. Yes, hello again. Yes, okay. Right. I'll head up to the roof again and mm-hmm. and try to open a channel of communication to Tarpos.
Yeah. Great question. How's she feeling about you right now?
Not so super hot, I imagine. Jeez.
I gave her the last lowstone. I don't know what I've done. I'm trying.
You're doing your best, you know? We can't blame you for that. That's all we can ask.
Yeah.
Tarpos says what?
Sorry, I do not mean to offend you. I don't really know what I've done. And I just want to apologize if I've offended you in any way, shape, or form.
We both speak for trees, for land, cannot speak because people stupid.
I nod like I know what she's meaning.
What you have done, bad.
Sorry.
These people, they come, take.
Right. They don't give.
You have upset land.
Can they do anything to not upset that? Can they make an appeasement to you?
Go away.
Is there any...
Must leave. Close hole.
Right, right. If there was, is there any compromise here?
No, she says. They will destroy land. People forced out.
They will destroy it?
Yes.
How will they destroy it?
Take. They take. Can you not... She gets really frustrated.
I'm sorry. Maybe this is a better conversation in person. Is Cavendish with you and Arnold?
Who?
the engineer.
Oh. Yes, you want to talk?
Yes, if I can.
Tarpos turns away as if she's talking to... Oh, once again, you feel like you're standing next to each other in the woods somewhere. Mm. Tarpos turns away like they're standing right behind her. He want to talk to you. Yes, now. Put on pants.
Goodness me.
She waits. Okay. I go now. You wait here. They come talk. Think about what you done.
I will...
Tarpos steps back and disappears. A moment later, you see as Cavendish and then Arnold Rimpler appear.
Now, this is highly irregular. Arnold Rimpler looks around the space.
Don't send Arnold Rimpler to Tree Realm, dude. What do you have to handle? It's too much for his brain.
Thank you for talking with me.
What did you do? Tarpos is furious.
I'm actually going to ask you this question. So I'm, I guess the Candanese, I spoke to a, an Admiral Cutter.
John Cavendish gives you a really shocked expression. You spoke with, did you get,
And he asked if you could, wow. And he asked if he could have access to Barovia.
Yes.
Wow. Huh.
So, right.
What you've done is in my past, but it's my recent past.
Right. Okay. So this is all going according to plan.
Yes. Wow. You're a founding member of the Barovian Electric Company.
That word again, electric. He used that word.
Yes.
Right.
It's a, how do I describe it? I assume you're aware of thunder and lightning.
Yes.
Electricity is like a controlled version of it. You could imagine thunder and lightning as being almost like wild magic, whereas electricity is like what a wizard or sorcerer does.
Right. Well, that seems good.
Yes. Well.
Yes. Well. So that is so they're here for a couple. One reason really is there is an incursion happening. There's other dark realm places around. I don't know how to quickly fill people up on speed here. It is there's other neighboring nations, shall we say, that the walls are thick. It's hard to
Borcha.
Yes, Borcha.
I can probably furnish Cavendish once you're done.
Fantastic. So them, they are, and I kind of, I guess if I'm wearing a hood, I always just like just take it down and like gesture to just the face. Yes. So I was experimented on quite extensively by Lady Borizzi.
Neither of them seem very, it's not like they're not like, whoa. Neither of them at seeing you seem to think it's a huge deal. Right. Not that. Maybe that's the wrong way of phrasing
They're just not fazed?
It's not even necessarily that they're not fazed. Everyone else who has seen you, there's been like a, whoa, this is something I've never experienced before. And also, this is a terrible thing that was inflicted upon you.
Mm-hmm.
These two, John Cavendish and Arnold Rempler, both are like, oh, this is a terrible thing that's happened. Well, no, the engineer gives you nothing. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
John Cavendish. Yeah. Is John Cavendish has an expression of like, this is a terrible thing that has been inflicted upon you, but it doesn't shock him. It's not surprising to him.
Okay. So she experimented on me for months, and she's coming here to take the land and the people and experiment on them. And I am very concerned that if someone like that gets her hands on the Amber Temple, I don't know what that means for the rest of the realms. So,
so we're mounting a defensive operation before we launch our coup.
That is my...
Right.
Partly because the lodestones, the cleansing and the weakening of them, they're weakening Strahd. And with the weakening, I think the barrier between is also weakened. So the moment it is cleansed, shall we say, I don't think we'll have much time before Borizzi comes in.
So the idea is, wait, are we doing the lodestone, then Borizzi?
I believe the lodestone will open up the gateway, allowing Borizzi to come in, which is then when we have to defend this land.
All right, here's what we'll do.
This is also... annoyingly, a theory.
Well, here's the plan, as I see it. I will meet you, myself and Mr. Rempler here. We will ride out. We'll meet you as close as we can to Castle Ravenloft or wherever. We will convene with whatever allies we're able to assemble and we'll begin some sort of plan of meeting them as they appear. The mountainous wooden terrain probably wouldn't favor us. So we might want to find some. Look, I'll ride out to meet you, and then I'll discuss with Rempler if he knows more about this. And then
all I know is that they are coming from the north. The Candonese army has sent roughly around about 2,000 of their soldiers.
Right.
Rad's army is about 300 to 400 strong. Kuchri are sending 200 adventurers and guards, 100 each, and Krezik is sending about 250-odd soldiers. So we do have at least some strength there.
Valakai would probably, I mean, they've been absolutely destroyed, that's but we can probably count on their assistance as well.
They're
word is reaching even us. People are talking about Burgomaster Mandarin.
A lot has happened in this, in my absence.
Yes. Valakai is pretty enamored with him right now.
I just heard he got a reading from Madame Eva.
And
apparently he's already made a friend. A big beetle, I am led to believe.
Cool. Well, so it's
nice to hear that,
All right, we'll try to convince Tarpos as well. She's probably going to want to ride off towards the... Well, she's already keen to ride off towards the Lodestone as quickly as she can. We might be able to convince her to part with her host of druids. We'll take them and move as quickly as we can to meet you.
Right. Well, So there is some undead paladins I'm going to meet in Ardenvostok.
I've heard of them, yeah.
So apparently they have requested a meeting with me.
Well, that's good, because I wasn't sure actually how we were going to get to you in time. So if you head towards us, we'll meet you on the way.
Fantastic. And I believe that is near the Lodestone and Strahd's mother is apparently guarding that area.
I don't know what to do with that information.
Neither do I, but there it is.
All right, so the plan is we all congregate, and you tell him where to find it. Well, the plan is then we all will congregate at this location, and then we have whatever we're going to have out.
Mm. Yes.
I suppose the only thing remains to be done is to try and get a message to Pip such that he can slow Laniel down, hopefully.
Well, they're calling him the General Mandarin again, so perhaps he still has some level of sway.
Pip, Thestriel's temple, it doesn't collapse down to nothing. It feels more like it becomes smaller, slighter. It's hard for you to peg exactly what happened, but when it's done, it looks no smaller, and yet it feels tiny now.
Do you need me to carry that? Or...
She shakes her head.
Yeah. You just have no hands, so I'm just asking.
Would it be rude to put a saddle on them?
I feel
Pip's thinking it. It's like, phew. No, but Pip doesn't know how to ride horses, let alone unicorns.
Thestriel turns and begins wandering out of the forest.
Okay, I'll come with it.
She, looking at you, says... You had such a serene expression on your face.
Yeah, I'm at peace. That's why. Not Pip, obviously, but me, Jackson.
Mm.
She, looking it over at you, seems to be considering you.
Something on your mind, Thestriel?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we head back to Valakai and the Blue Water Inn, I guess.
By the time you get back, it's nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
You need not light a lantern, though.
Yeah.
As Thestriel sheds a soft white light all around her.
Do you find that you are in any way, I say to Thestriel, diminished by Barovia? Hector, who maybe you're aware of, or I'm sure you are, he sort of was losing his connection while we were together to whatever force, you know, the gods, Penia. And I mean, I don't know how unicorns work, but do you find yourself in a similar position?
Deep blue eyes look at you, and she says, when one understands their own nature, they cannot be diminished by outside forces.
Did Hector understand his own nature? Now that is a good question, Thestriel.
Many wonder their entire lives at their nature.
It's so funny talking to a horse. It's really, you're like, blue eyes, and I'm like, wow, like beautiful blue eyes. But then I'm like, on a horse's face, like face to face with a horse. Mm-hmm. That's just funny. That's a funny.
Is it very similar to like when you're having a conversation with this horse and it's like a telepathic like conversation?
Yeah.
It's just, if you were an outsider
like
looking at
I saying that like it's a thing that commonly happens.
Yeah.
It's a classic horse conversation.
Is it kind of similar to when, like, you know, we got to see the beautiful film that was Aragorn, where it was just like the titular Aragorn. Wait, is that the guy or the dragon? Whatever.
Aragorn is the guy.
Okay, Aragorn talking to... Wow, sounds, his name sounds
that's
like dragon.
Name.
Okay, anyway. What an incredible...
The dragon's name, I forget her name. Yeah. I think it begins with an S.
Let's say Sapphire.
Yeah,
it might be.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, in you know, when like in a novel, it's like they talk, you see this kind of thing. But then when they put it to film, it was just a lot of people standing around while they just sort of like... looked at each other.
Yeah, yeah, mugging at each other. That's what I kind of imagined, like a...
Like, I think maybe like Aragorn might be talking, but then the reply is just only they could hear it. So I'm just curious
I've been
to be like...
Pip talking out loud.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah. So with Pip talking out loud, if I was an onlooker observing, does this look like, could I hear at a distance a telepathic whisper, like, you know, the conversations, or like, you know, as in like I'm hearing someone at a distance having a conversation, or am I hearing nothing? Yeah. Like, is there telepathy, like, direct, or is it location-based, is what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because one of those is very stupid and funny.
It's direct.
Yeah, cool.
Okay,
cool.
Okay.
That man just talking to a horse.
horse with a horn.
That's glowing. Yeah. But he's still just talking to a horse.
As you and Thastriel emerge into the clearing before Valakai, she stops.
Wait a second. Couldn't I have... I was having a conversation with my horse as well.
Yeah.
Was that also telepathic?
Been,
was I looking like a fool this whole time?
It would have been,
you would have been talking. Then, whenever I imagine the horse telepathying to you, I imagine in that, like, you know when you get the 0.5 camera and you go, like, like really close to the horse's head so it kind of looks ridiculous and goofy? That's what I'm imagining.
Wow.
Fatali? If you would?
We ask so much of you, Fatali.
Go on, Adam.
Thastriel looks over at you again, and you stare into those deep blue eyes. You get the, every time she looks directly at you like this, you get the feeling of yourself, of your soul being turned inside out.
Whoa.
Not in an unpleasant way, but more in like a, you wouldn't even dare lying to her.
Okay.
It feels like a crime to lie to this creature. she
you're not a liar.
No, but it's just being near this much obvious goodness. You know, for a man with so much red on his ledger.
Pip.
Yeah.
I have something I wish you to consider, to think over. I cannot travel with you into Valakai. It is a place unhallowed for me.
That would make sense. Yeah.
But in time I will speak to Elainiel and to the rest of the Dusk Elves. I want your help.
With, in what sense?
This place, this land, is nothing for them. No good.
That is true, yeah. I agree.
Salted earth that they continue to try to grow crop in that will never bear fruit.
Leave it to the druids, I say.
I want you to help me lead them. Away from here. Somewhere else. A new homeland.
Do you have a destination in mind?
That is where I thought you could help.
Right. Okay. You know, I suppose more than any group of people here in Barovia, I owe them a pretty great debt. But I tell you what, it's going to be very difficult to convince them. You know, this is their home, it's where they grew up, it's where they're raised. I mean, I agree with you, Thastriel. You know, I don't think there's any point in sticking around here. I mean, what are you fighting for? Not good land. There's nothing nice in Barovia, but it'll be pretty difficult to convince them. But so you're telling me that you could, if I can think of a place, you could get them there?
Yes.
That's pretty big.
She does the telepathic equivalent of a smile as well, which happened when you said that you owe them more than anyone else here. But she doesn't say anything about it.
I have a friend, Danica. I don't know if you know of her, you know of the others, maybe. She's never seen constellations before. And inside your temple, they're pretty visible. Would she be able to come in just to have a look?
Of course.
I'll let her know. That'll make her very happy. I believe we intend to try and find the next lodestone. I believe that's where we're going next. I mean, God knows where it is, but that's the plan. Will you accompany us?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Do you kill?
A unicorn cannot kill,
right.
Nor can they allow death around them.
Okay, well, that's something. That's something. And not for me, I don't know how to ride horses, but if somebody needed to, you know, rest their legs, would you perhaps crib it?
It is not something I allow lightly.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
In an event of need,
yes. Okay, that's good to know. Okay. Would you like me to send anybody else out to talk to you?
No. Well, not alone. When you speak to Elainiel next, I would like you to ask if she has time to come out and meet me.
I can do that.
After speaking with her, we shall speak to some of the leaders of the Dusk Elves.
Why the Dusk Elves specifically? I mean, I know they, of anyone, are in need of a homeland, but why is this a project of yours?
It is not for me to understand completely.
One of those things.
I believe I am a spirit of theirs.
Right. You'd be like an angel, I suppose.
Something of a guardian angel to the Dusk Elves.
Is that why you're here?
Perhaps, she says. But unicorns are drawn to a good heart.
Well, there's not much of that in Barovia.
I think perhaps I was summoned here by yours.
Oh, God. Well, I hope for your sake that's not the case. All right, I'll go chat to Elainiel and see if she has time to come and talk to you.
You should be kind to yourself. She turns and walks away.
Horses.
Too busy worrying about me, not worrying about getting eaten by druids. Exactly. But I always say,
those druids will eat her alive.
Yes, dude. I'm concerned for when Tarpos and her druids come. All right, I'll turn around and head back into Valakai through the gate. And I guess back to the Blue Water Inn.
Mm-hmm.
How do I find? I mean, I guess it's nighttime. Is everybody asleep? Am I like that late?
As you're walking through Valakai, if you encounter anyone, guards will give you like a respectful nod as you walk through the street.
Yeah, hello.
And people will take their hats off as you pass.
Please don't doff anything. Okay, keep the doffing to a minimum.
You get back to the Blue Water Inn and find it cold and empty. There's a note on the door saying that everyone's at the orphanage right now.
Oh, okay.
Specifically addressed to you.
Cool. I'll read it and then head to the orphanage.
The orphanage has seen the Blue Water Inn. It's a kind of you wouldn't call it four walls and a roof anymore. You'd call it one wall, some load bearing poles, and a roof right now.
Yeah.
So the orphanage is it's a warm place to be. Yeah.
Have they started setting up out the front of the orphanage? Because I said, like, hey, let's think about maybe planting the seed here. We'll wait till Muriel comes back to double check that's okay, but like, that's an idea. Have they started setting up for that out the front of the orphanage as I walk over?
You probably not. They don't really know necessarily what to do for
that. That's good.
Fair enough.
I was scared they were going to jump the gun and I was going to get there and the seed was going to be already buried and I was going to get in trouble from Muriel.
You can see there's some like shovels, but that's
good
it.
Good start.
Hey,
good start.
That's something.
Guys. I'll enter the orphanage.
The doors to the orphanage are open. Light and warmth are spilling out. As you step in, you can see everyone is here, and it feels almost like a scene out of some sort of children's Christmas movie where all the orphans are in several of the different classrooms, and you can see all the members of your party are here as well, with all the additional hangers-ons. Yeah. And everyone, like, cribbits.
Is Jessica there with the dog and with no tongue? Dog?
Yes, Jeska is there with dog.
Nice.
I'm glad he survived.
That's good to hear.
He's sitting sitting cross-legged, the largest of a group of many children, watching Cribbit play a violin and sing a slow, not sad tune, just like a slow melody.
Okay, nice. I'll find somewhere to sit that's not occupied and
You can see Tiny's sitting on a teeny tiny little children's chair as many children crawl over him.
Is he like completely? I mean, he doesn't have expressions. So.
Very expressionless.
Yeah, that's great.
In fact, as you step in, but as you step in and he sights you, Tiny suddenly stands up and a couple of kids, not in like a they're going to get hurt way, but a couple of kids go careening around. One kid hanging off his horn is thrown around.
Does he come over to me?
No, he just stands up as you step in.
You can sit down, Tiny. It's fine.
Tiny sits back down.
Okay. Strange. Is there, somewhere for me to sit?
Yeah, there's plenty. There's Claudia is sitting at a adult's chair and an adult's table with some of the other people here. You can see also sitting at the table is Iona and who else would be here? Iona, oh, Yender, you're dead. Iona and Woken are sitting there. You can see they've got some tea in front of them. They pull out a chair for you.
I sit down.
Iona pours you a cup.
I take a sip, but I'm kind of like lost in thought. It was a unicorn.
Everyone sitting at the table stops for a moment.
Yeah, I know. It's I like reach into my like coat and I pull out the unicorn tarot card or taraka card and I place it on the table. It's our unicorn, I suppose.
Unicorn's a powerful ally, Woken says.
Yeah. She said Thestriel is her name. She said she's not going to kill, but you know, she won't allow anyone to be killed, so I think that's a net positive.
Powerful ally who we can't have in a fight.
No, yeah, well, I was thinking the same thing. But again, if she can heal us, then that's good, because I tell you what, in Barovia, we need that almost more than anyone can hold a knife. Anyone can slit a throat.
It's like she's like, I don't kill, but I don't like to be others to be killed. So you're like, you're there. All right, no, you're our healer. You stab someone. They heal them.
Damn okay.
That's right. They stab you. They heal you.
Oh, come on.
This is a problem. It's gonna be. We're gonna have to knock people out.
We got some news for you as well, Pip.
Okay.
There's been a while you were away. There was a short emergency meeting. No sort of council around here. There's a. It's not well. Like I was saying before, there's no one here to lead Valakai anymore, which is what the council was about.
Okay.
Just a bunch of prominent townsfolk. Pretty unanimous. Everyone at the table shifts a little uncomfortably. Pip, they want you to be Burgermaster.
So you're telling me they elected me and I wasn't even there, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. That's, I mean, like, you all, I like, look at everyone, you all see the many problems with this, right?
You look around the table and you see, while everyone at the table understands what you're saying, there's like a...
How could I? I mean, one, once we find out the location of the next lodestone, I'll be gone from here. And I can't very well lead from the woods east of north of south of Valakai.
Well, we've thought about that, Phil.
And the camera is quickly cut down to a small orphan child, like, tugging on Pip's, like, pant leg and will say...
But sir, because you've got a good heart.
Yeah! Bat it away. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Don't sneak up on me like that. Shit myself.
We thought about that, Pip. You could elect one of us. Someone, just anyone part of the group. It could even be Cavendish. He's got a bit of experience with these matters. People like me, you could pick me. People like Cribbit, you could pick Cribbit. Keening says that, and there's an implicit understanding that Cribbit is not going to be selected.
But it's like, you got to say it's rude not to bring him up.
Iona, people like Iona, and she's got some experience of this sort of stuff. You could pick, hell, Pip, you could pick Muriel when she gets back.
Yeah.
Okay. Or Claudia or any other number of people. Okay. Okay. You got a lot of people to pick, I suppose.
Right, right, yes. But and it is my decision, I'm
it'd
guessing?
Be kind of stupid not to take this position. It's very advantageous for us.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Okay. And when are they expecting a decision, the people of Valakai?
Oh, no, sorry, Pippi. It wasn't, it's not like that. You are the Burgermaster.
Okay. Well, I never really sort of saw myself as somebody who's going to have a career in politics. That's sort of not where I imagined I would end up. I suppose I will have to pick somebody, and oh my God, I think about just like how destroyed Valakai is and how much work is going to go into, you know, like rebuilding. Okay. Do they expect an address? Are they like...
You can play it however you want, Pip. We'll stand behind you no matter what. There's another thing as well. Krezik is, well, words spread around to a bunch of different places, but the Burgermaster and Krezik wants to talk to you. Burgermaster to Burgermaster.
Oh my god.
This is another thing that you could just send someone else for.
Right. They couldn't come here, could they?
Well, you could ask that.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Have we got anything to drink that's stronger than the tea?
Keening from underneath his poncho produces a flask and he pours something into your drink.
I have a long, just like the tea's full and I drink it all in one go, you know, like I put it back down. Whoa. Right. Yeah. Let's get the Burgermaster of Krezak here. I think that's probably a good idea because I'm not going all the way back to Krezak and I don't think I want to waste any of you sending you effectively backward. I'm not interested in doing that. Let's get him or an emissary if he doesn't want to come himself.
Claudia speaks up. I would be probably the best person for you to pick in your stead, as I wouldn't be able to come with you anyway on account of having to run the orphanage. And so long as you provided some just direction, I could do things in your stead, negotiate in your stead.
I was thinking maybe you and Danny together.
She nods. Maybe she calls Danica over, who sits down. You can tell Danica's already had a drink. She claps a hand on your shoulder and says, Burgermaster.
I know, Danny. Don't make
an honor. I never thought I would meet someone as famous
and well-respected. Well, Danny, in my stead, I was just saying to Claudia, I'll have the two of you act as Burgermaster.
Co-Vice Burgermaster.
Yeah, whatever you want to call yourself.
Whatever for you to appoint not just one woman, but two women.
you're like my friends in town.
Oh, best not promoting friends, I see. Okay,
best not tell anyone about this nepotism.
Well, also, you... Shut up.
Danica laughs.
Shut up, Danny. I've got to fucking think. Where's Elenial?
They look around and you can maybe it's Claudia who kind of leans over her chair and you see. So this quote unquote party is spread over three different classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fourth classroom you can see where Laniel is sitting quietly meditating on her own.
Okay.
None of the kids are approaching her. You don't think that's a racism thing? You think Laniel's giving off don't. Fucking annoying me energy right now.
Don't come
in
and grab my clothes and tug my hair, kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got to talk to Elenio. And then it's, well, in the morning we can figure out what the fuck needs to be done for Valakai. Because, I mean, it's more than just saying don't use the cursed tree to build your houses. You know, there's more going on. Do we expect Muriel back soon?
They look at each other. Well, it doesn't take too long to, as the... Raven flies.
I just need to ask her about the seed. I just need to know if we can get started on that.
Depending on how long the conversation was, she'd hopefully be back sometime later tonight.
Okay. All right. I got to chat to Elenial, but Danica, come with me. I'll stand up and start.
Danica gives you a very quizzical look, but stands up with you and heads over.
As we're walking over, I say, bit weird, but the unicorn had like a kind of, I suppose you'd call it like a pocket dimension. I don't know. A little piece of not Barovia that can exist within Barovia. And when I was in there, I saw the blue sky, like quite a rarity. As I say that, I think about the fact that I saw it from my perspective, not like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
But it was a cold blue sky. You know, it wasn't as nice as in the unicorn's temple. And I asked... And Thestrial, that's the unicorn, they say that you can also see the stars at night, the constellations. And I put in a request, and if it's something you'd like to do, you can see those constellations sooner rather than later.
You put in a request? A request from a Burgermaster for little old me. She stops for a second, gives you a very serious look, and says, "Careful, Pip Mandarin. She grabs you, turns you around a little bit, and gives you a good look. If I didn't know any better, I'd say there was maybe some sort of good heart in here.
That's the rumor, I say. That's the rumor. All right, I need to chat to Elenio. Thank you, Danny.
When you went to the classroom, one of Elaniel's eyes opens.
I do like a little knock knock on the door and step inside.
She stands up as you enter.
I don't mean to bother you, but something I have to talk to you about. Something sort of serious.
She looks at you. She's very curious. She looks at you, and then she walks past you and closes the door.
Nothing bad, I don't think. It's actually probably pretty good. The person in the woods that I was to speak to was a unicorn, which I'm sure has quite a lot of significance for you.
Elainiel looks at you like she can't believe what you're saying.
I have no proof, but I mean, the unicorn Thestriel, they do want to talk to you. So, I mean, you
Thestriel?
Yeah. Do you know them?
Yes. They are. Thestriel is important to my people.
Like a guardian angel.
Yes.
That's their words, not mine.
That would be accurate.
Right.
Had you not said that name, I might have thought this some terrible prank.
I wouldn't do that. Are you kidding me? Anyway.
Thestriel is, it's hard to describe, like a children's tale.
Well, she's real, and she's in the woods right now. She can't come into Velikai for obvious reasons. It's a shithole. But
a unicorn cannot cross the barriers of a city.
That makes sense as well.
like, ew, yucky.
It's so funny. You're just like, yeah, she thinks it's a shithole.
Yeah, it's gross. Dude. I wouldn't want to step here
it's
either.
A bad yucky. Town.
Well, I mean, I don't really know how to say this. You know it, and I know it ever since you tried to kill me in the Blue Water Tavern. But did I owe you and your people, you know, a pretty great debt? And, well, Thestriel is interested in helping you find a new homeland, if you're amenable to that. And she's given me the rather onerous task of picking where. And now, I'm not a Dusk Elf, obviously, and I wouldn't want to make that decision for you and your people, but I just wanted to let you know, and I guess if you're amenable to that idea, if you could give me some pointers for a place.
Elainiel is quiet for what feels like a really long time, and you go through a bunch of different
thoughts. I'm like wincing, like I'm like, she's going to stab me for some reason.
It feels like she's never been pricklier, and then the tension builds. It reaches a rubber band stretching breaking point, and then it shatters, but in not the way you were expecting. Elainiel lets out a great, and she covers her mouth, and you can tell that she started crying. Her eyes water and well, and then bawling, eyes filled with tears.
Oh, no.
She wraps her arms around you and cries into your shoulder.
There. Pat that on the back.
Shut up.
Fair call.